Graduation ceremonies are on commentator Frank DeFord's mind. Here's a commencement speech he'd like to give to high school students who are going on to college with athletic scholarships.
Mr. Principal, faculty, Reverend clergy, Mr. Athletic Director, coaches, college scouts, boosters, friends, family, and athletes. You boys and girls are lucky. You've been going to school with many classmates who are just as talented as you are in their extracurricular activities. They sing or act or write for the school newspaper. They paint or play a musical instrument or dance. They've worked just as hard at what they do as you have at sports. Many of them, in fact, are better at acting or writing or painting than you are at football or basketball. Remember, though, that while you're going to college on scholarship because you are an athlete, you're still foremost a student. So, yes, work hard at your sport. You owe that to the coach who's given you this wonderful scholarship. But when the games and the practices are over, work just as hard at studying. Don't take just the SNAP courses so you can stay eligible. Every term, in fact, take one course in a subject you really don't know anything about. Take a philosophy course, or a religion course, or one in economics, or Shakespeare. Get to know one teacher well. If you possibly can, get to know a teacher who doesn't like sports. This will serve two purposes. You'll be getting close to someone who doesn't think of you as a jock, and the professor will learn that not all jocks are narrow, dumb bunnies. In your off-season, don't just lift weights. Join a club, get involved in student government, or just sign up to volunteer in some charity. Help feed the homeless. Be a mentor to some poor kid. It's your choice, but do something different and satisfying. If somebody tells you you have to take steroids or some other drug to succeed because everybody is doing it, well, you be somebody else. If you want to join a fraternity or a sorority, fine. But don't join a jock fraternity. You've already done that. It's called a team. Find another team for your social life. Don't expect to make the pros. You can dream, sure. Hey, the student in the college play dreams that she's going to win an Academy Award one day. But don't count on the pros. I hate to tell you, but you're really not as good as you think you are. Plan on something else in life. That is, study and get a degree. Now, if you really turn out to be a first draft choice and somebody's going to pay you $8 million to run the football or make jump shots, fine. Then you can leave early. But remember, like Shaquille O'Neal and Vince Carter, remember to come back and finish. So athletes, as you graduate from high school and go off to college, don't forget. You're lucky to be getting a free ride, but you should still be driving your life away from the playing field. Godspeed, athletes.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.